This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The champions, Hugh Douglas.
And we'll keep on fighting.
We are at the parade for the Super Bowl champions.
They are dancing in the streets,
yeah,
Joe Giglio.
Literally dancing in the streets. The parade, from what we can see, has begun. I saw Jalen Hurts wearing his Love Hurts sweatshirt. Welcome back, Midday Show, broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan, Philadelphia's hotel. WIP's parade coverage is brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. We'll get to everyone's phone calls here. 215-592-9494. Today's one of those days where everyone's all over the place. There's a million people down below us. There's a lot of people who don't have the chance to be here, Hugh, so we're going to be with them and kind of be your soundtrack. We want you to join us and tell us how you're feeling today, who you're happiest for as the 2024 Eagles get celebrated today. The best Eagles team in history and a team we're going to remember for a long, long time. All right, before we go back to the phones here, let's throw it down to Elliot. Elliot on the scene interviewing some fans. Take it away, Elliot.
All right, Joe, we're here. The parade is about to start in a little bit with my guy. He's got the victory cigar. What's your name, man?
My name's Trevor.
Trevor, how long you been here?
I've been here for about 6 hours already. We got here early in the morning. I'm ready to rock and roll, baby.
All right, so Joe, Trevor told me he had something to say. He promised no cursing. Let's hear what my guy's got to say.
Man, all I gotta say is the Chiefs are soft. They thought they were going three-peat. Ain't no way we gonna let that happen in Philly, baby. Yeah. I mean, we got dogs on the front line. We got everybody on the whole line. Come on, baby.
There you go.
Birds all the way. Let's go.
All right, can I end this with an Eagles chant? Let me get an Eagles chant.
I got you an Eagles chant. Here we go. Let me get my boys with me. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Come on, baby.
There you go. All right, Trevor, that you lived up to it. You lived up to it. All right, back to you, Joe.
Oh, we appreciate that, Ellie. How about that? I mean, Hugh, the crowd, that's just a snapshot of what's happening down below.
No, I like how Elliot said, promise you're not going to curse.
<I know. laughs> Just make sure.
Hey, just wait. As we meander through this parade, man, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it's going to get wild, but it's a special, special site. 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Josh in Wilmington. Josh, what's up, buddy?
Yo, boys, what is going on, man?
Well, Josh, we are at a parade, buddy. It can't get any better than this.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, in my thoughts this morning, it's like, let's reflect on just how great it's been, right? So I pulled the tapes on listening to you guys during the pregame show the whole season, which you guys did an awesome job at, right? And one of the funniest things that I remember this season was Hugh Douglas just having a lot of affection for Keely Ringo's mom during the one segment. It was quite hilarious. I came back from break talking about Keely Ringo's mom the one time. It was quite funny. But, yeah, dude, tons of reflection. I mean, well, I can't. It's 7 years ago when this happened before?
Yep.
And I was, you know, I mean, like, holy moly, it doesn't feel like that long ago. And, you know, this has been so awesome. I mean, like, I have I've had chills since I woke up this morning, because it's a day to kind of let the week get here and think about that last Sunday and that boat race that we just took them right out of the Superdome in. Oh, my God. Oh. I can't even. I don't have words today. Boy.
That's all right, you know, Josh. It's words. All right, man. I get that.
I can tell you're doing a little bit alone.
Yeah, I get that. You know what today
Story
is.
Hill.
You mentioned it was 7 years ago. We had this moment, but that one felt like for all the years before, right? That one felt like for all the teams of the past,
yeah.
For teams like Hugh's team that got close. That was like a celebration of finally. This one feels like a coronation for the city and for the franchise. Like they're not just good now. Now everyone recognizes the Eagles are a great franchise.
Well, you know what, Joe? I 100% couldn't agree with you more. And you know, with Buzz a couple minutes ago, like, he isn't lying. You see the amount of jerseys out there. You know, there are multiple players represented, and it just goes to show you, right? I mean, look, we've fallen in love with this group of players, and. I'm so excited for what's to come, right? I mean, I wish I had a crystal ball, but man, I'll tell you, both of you boys gotta admit, we are within a window where we could probably hang a couple more if things just kind of work out in our favor. But it sure does help that our main man Howie Roseman is sitting pretty in that front office, because you know we're always going to have a shot if that's the case. And man, what's to come is just so great. I'm so happy for everybody that's celebrating. You guys, just so great, man. Go Birds. Go Birds,
Josh. Appreciate it, buddy.
And long talking. But, dude, I have my, who I'm going to give my love to.
Who are you happiest for? Who is it?
It's Nick Sirianni. I mean, that guy was getting tomatoes thrown at him left and right. And
yeah, some figurative, you know, tomatoes. What, at one point, I thought it'd be literal tomatoes. Josh, man, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, it is. I do feel good for Nick today.
A little bit long talking.
Yeah, well, he takes his cue from you sometimes, Hugh.
A little bit long talking. But see, at least when I long talk, I tell people I'm about to long talk.
You do. You almost apologize in advance. Like, hold on, I'm going to long talk. Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to feel great for Nick
Sirianni. But Josh, I give you a pass, because you did say you woke up with a lot on your mind, and sometimes, you know, you just have to workshop that thing. But we appreciate you workshopping it with us. We
yes.
really do.
Well, that's
we really
what we're do. Here for. We're here for you to workshop with us. Yes, Mike, today's the day. I do feel good for Nick Sirianni. I mean, Nick Sirianni, I think of all the people, he was probably the most doubted.
You should feel good for him. You know why?
I tried to fire him?
Well, not only that, not just you, Joe, yeah. But Nick, a lot of people didn't like Nick. A lot of people didn't think Nick was the right coach for this job.
Well, I would say most team. The day he had his introductory press conference.
Yeah,
most
and you know what was funny? What I liked about Nick, and I heard it early on, because I used to tease him about long talking in his press conferences. And I was like, damn, Nick speaks in stream of conscience. And I know that because that's how I speak. And
you relate.
And he progressed through the season, you could tell that the message started to become more precision. It became more precise. And he was locked in. And that's what I appreciate about him. And that's why we're here having this parade today, because Coach locked in.
Well, yeah, and he was definitely the most doubted out of anyone. And that, a lot of people doubted Jalen, but Nick was at the top of the list. And I think the thing that impressed me the most is that it's not like he became better. Like, he got better, not just in
right before our eyes, those spikes.
Yes, not
right
just in the 4 years, in this year. Like, I think he learned between last year and this year. I think he learned between the beginning of the season and the bye week. I think he evolved, and I think that is one of the reasons that every time they faced adversity this year, they got stronger.
Yes.
They got better after the bye week. They
totally
got
agree.
Better after the Browns game into the Giants game. They even got better after the Jalen AJ passing game thing. And those are things that I expected to potentially derail them. And they didn't. They not only didn't get derailed, they got better.
The thing I think I appreciate about him the most now is he owned his new role. Like, it had to be tough. Like, he came in here as the play caller. When he was hired, he was supposed to be the play caller, right? And as time evolved, he lost that. Then they hired someone, a very high-profile offensive coordinator, to take over the offense. And, like, everyone joked, like, what does he do around here?
Yeah, they talk about, what does he do? He's like the cheerleader.
Yeah, but,
like, glorified cheerleader.
But he got really good at being the CEO and game day coach. Like, that clip of the mic'd up during the Super Bowl when him and Kellen are kind of debating, should we throw the bomb here? And he's like, just throw it. Let's end it. Like, that he picked out his moments to put his stamp on the game. And he did a really good job. I didn't see this coming because
no.
I just thought he was too emotional. I thought he just wasn't what they needed, and it turned out to be he figured out to be exactly what they needed.
You know what it was, guys? It's for the greater good. Sometimes you have to adjust even when you don't want to for the greater good. Because at the end of the day, if you're about what you say you're about and he's about winning, you have to look at it for exactly what it is. It might not be what you like. It might not be what you like, but it's what you need to do in order to be successful. And that's what he did. He did what he needed to do. He put his pride in his pocket. You know, he let us talk about the fact that he's a glorified placeholder. He went through those press conferences with media members asking, so what do you do? And he couldn't even answer the question at the time. Remember that? So what do you do? And he was dancing around it, tiptoeing around it. He embraced that, and he allowed this team to grow and flourish. And, again, that's why we're here at this parade.
Well, I also think he had to figure out what he did, too. You know, when he stopped calling plays, when the offense was not his anymore, I think one of the reasons that question in retrospect sounds silly, but at the time made a lot of sense.
A lot of sense.
And I think as time went on, he figured out what his spots were and what his role was. And it does, I think, to an extent, free him up to do those other things and think about those other things and manage relationships and those sorts of things.
Yeah, and I think it took him like 4 or 5 or 6 weeks to realize I don't have to be as aggressive. I have the best defense in the league. And early, I think he was probably still in the mode of last year, which is I can't. And then once he figured out what he had, they never looked back. Here, let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence? Terrence, what's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm in the parade right now. Hey, man, I'm so thankful for the most happy for Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni, he went through a lot of criticism this whole season. And the Eagles, they weren't even the team that was missing the whole year. It was Detroit. It was Minnesota. It was all those other teams missing. So I think Nick Sirianni, like you said, talking about that play call that he called towards the end of the game. I'm so thankful for Nick Sirianni, man. And the city of Philadelphia, the city needs this, man. It's so special to see everybody out here, man. Everybody in unison, the jerseys, the Kelly Greens,
Yeah, man. Listen, Terrence, he was doubted as much as anybody. Terrence, we appreciate it. Terrence is calling us from down at the parade site.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
I barely could understand it, but that's all right. Terrence wants to be part of this thing. All right, let's throw it down to Devin. And I believe Devin is with who? JoJo and Brewman? Part of Gilly's crew? Let's go down.
I know JoJo.
Yeah, let's go down to Devin.
Oh, Brewman.
All right, thank you, Joe. I'm right in front of the Art Museum steps with Gilly's. I know you as Broom Guy. Like, do you guys want to give me your names?
This is JoJo. And I'm Broomer, the Broom Guy.
We can call you Broomer. Your jersey literally says Broomer, and I love that. So you guys have front row seats to see these speeches. How excited are you?
Very excited. It's been the highlight of my life this past season. Unbelievable. And going to the Super Bowl, that was icing on the top. It was great. We had me and him, we had so much fun down there.
So you guys went together?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great.
I have to ask, where is Gilly?
He's in the parade.
He's in the parade.
He's driving his car, I think.
Oh, he's driving his own car in the parade? Yeah. Wow.
Eagle Mobile.
I love that. I love that. All right, so who are you guys most excited to see give a speech today?
I say Coach Nick Sirianni. Yeah, I'm more excited about that because he worked his ass off, you know, to get to where we at today.
Barkley. Got to be Barkley. Man.
Class act.
Amazing man.
All right, guys. I'll let you go. Thank you so much. Go Birds.
All right, there they were, JoJo and Brewman with Devin down there. How about Devin locked in, ignoring Hugh, trying to interject?
Completely ignoring.
Totally.
She's doing her job.
She's a professional.
That's a pro right there. Yep. That's why we can't trust Buzz with those
shout
interviews.
Shout out to Devin for being a professional.
I didn't hear Buzz. Was it bad?
Well, Buzz had a lot of people screaming behind him.
Okay.
We didn't know if it was because they were in awe of seeing Buzz at the parade.
Yep.
Because he said he was wearing his WIP hat, so
okay.
Everyone knew it was Buzz.
He's one guy who definitely should be wearing a diaper down there. Given his history, actually.
Buzz wearing it. Next time we talk to Buzz, I'll ask him if he is wearing a diaper. Yep. I have to imagine there are some people down there with diapers. Again, it's a judgment-free zone. It's parade day. You want to wear a diaper? Wear a diaper.
Y'all been hanging around me way too long.
Dude, I wear a diaper during our show every day.
Because the weird stuff that I think about, because I was thinking about, like, when I came into the city last night, you know, there were some children conceived last night in the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. They're all going to be named Cooper.
Cooper or Saquon.
Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be some kids conceived after this parade, too.
All right, if you had a guess, 5 years from now, kindergarten has more Coopers or Saquons?
Saquons.
Well, see,
Cooper's a more
it'll be funny to see a little white kid named Saquon.
No. Well, Hugh said that a few weeks ago.
See, you can say that because when I said it, I got in trouble for it. But I was thinking it like Saquon Brown or something like that. Saquon, what's a good white person's last name?
What's a good white?
That's a good question.
How about Saquon Gilio?
Saquon Gilio would be a little weird. Saquon Rubenstein would be a little weird.
Saquon, I need a Saquon Rubenstein.
How about Saquon Esposito?
Saquon Esposito might work.
Yeah,
we could do that.
Yeah. Cooper might work better over racial lines than Saquon.
Anyone could be Cooper.
Yeah.
You know what? I imagine Cooper, because he's so young, he's going to be the teenage girl's heartthrob.
Because
let me tell you.
And he looks young.
Yes, he does. Because let me tell you, when he came to Chicken Peace with us and did the show, there was a lot of little young girls. It was like, is Cooper DeJean here? I was like, he left, miss. So, yeah, he's going to be the teenage heartthrob.
Yeah, he's only, I think he turned 22 on Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. He looks like he's like 18. Yeah, I mean, you're right. Yeah, he will be. You could just tell he's going to be a very, very popular player around here, and he's obviously a good one. Let's go to Aaron, who's out in warm San Diego watching this thing. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia!
Aaron, what's up, buddy?
It's Fired Up Parade Friday, boys!
Yeah, it's a special day, Aaron, and it's So how are you consuming this? You're listening to us, you're talking to us, you're watching on TV. What's it like for you as we sit here enjoying this in the elements?
So I'm actually on my way to work, and I'm taking in my extra long route today. I'm driving down Pacific Coast Highway. I got the Pacific Ocean to the right of me, just being grateful for the day, and I'm going to be listening to you guys all day. Be watching, trying to watch it on TV at work. But you know, yesterday was my birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Aaron.
And you know, it's funny, this birthday, this stage of my life, you know, you get that letter in the mail from AARP.
Oh, yeah, Hughes about
that. Oh, no.
I got mine
you
about
got yours?
two, three years ago. I got it already, dog.
But the wife says to me, what do you want for your birthday on Monday? And I kind of looked at her and I said, honey, I already got the gift that keeps on giving. I got a chance to watch my birds beat the crap out of the Chiefs with my boys and my wife. I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think anyone could have scripted how good Sunday night went. And if you got to watch it and enjoy it with people you love, like it's the best. Like it was a completely stress-free Super Bowl. Hugh, those don't happen.
Yeah, I mean, and it was surprising to see. I'm not gonna lie, Joe. It was real surprising to see, but I was happy for it because there was a lot of anxiety for a lot of people going into the Super Bowl.
Of course.
A lot of legacies on the line when you look at it. Like if it would have went the other way, the show topic this week would have been, do we need to go find another quarterback?
Oh,
I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Aaron, we appreciate it, man. Yeah, if he had played poorly, you know what it would have been? It would have been, is this the Rams with Jared Goff?
Yeah.
Like a good quarterback, good enough to get to the Super Bowl, but can he win it with them? And instead, Spike, Jalen gets to have his day, and he gets to be the Super Bowl MVP, and he doesn't have – we don't have to have that question about him anymore. They can obviously win it with him.
Yeah, Jack mentioned the other day, what if Jalen Carter doesn't get home on that final play against the Rams? Like, that, you know, and there's a lot of things that could have gone one way or the other that changed the entire conversation. And talking about history with the Super Bowls, not only would the Chiefs have three-peated, but two of the three championships would have come against us.
Well, and those highlights would have lasted forever. Like, anytime the three-peat is brought up, you would have seen the Eagles in that.
The line between, you know, the beginning, you know, people are it's always early to start talking about dynasty, but the line between a new era and a championship era and these guys just can't get it done is it's a really thin line, you know what I mean? And the entire narrative of everything changes because they win that game.
Yeah, it's interesting to bring up the Jalen Carter sack on Stafford because that was similar to the Julio Jones non-catch drop in the end zone.
Yep.
And then they go that Eagles team 7 years ago blew out the Vikings and then won a shootout with the Patriots. It's kind of similar because in retrospect, the Rams game, Spike, was the toughest one.
Yes.
By far.
Yeah,
I mean, they really were that close to losing that game, and then they never looked back, and they dominated the rest of the way to win a championship. Do we have Buzz on Broad here? Let's go down. We have Buzz here. Buzz on Broad with a fan. Let's see. Let's talk to Buzz down on Broad Street. Go ahead, Buzz.
All right, thank you guys standing by with.
Ashley.
Ashley, would you like to tell the people what you're wearing here today?
I'm wearing Swoop's costume, and Dallas sucks.
You mentioned your husband's a Dallas fan?
Yeah, his name's John, and unfortunately, he's a Cowboys fan. Boo!
So it's an interfaith marriage. How does that usually go on Sundays?
I win all the time, and his team sucks.
Is he out here today, or he couldn't stomach this?
No, he had to go to work like a loser.
So who's you guys come out here with today? How long have you been
on Valentine's
Day? We've been here since about to find like 8, and with my parents, my sisters, and my niece.
Who are you most excited to see out there on Broad Street?
Cooper DeJean.
Oh, yeah, the moment of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he got his pick six on his birthday.
And who do you think's going to have the best speech at the Art Museum?
Why am I being ignored?
Hopefully BJ. We love him.
Buzz cool. is gone.
Thank
Hollywood.
You, guys. I'll send it back up to you.
Thank you, Buzz.
Why is Buzz gone Hollywood on me, Joe?
Well, Buzz thinks he's... I mean, Buzz is the man on the street now. He got to go up and deliver the card for Joe Shane. I mean, Buzz is big time.
I just want to say the
can't
guy...
can't get 300 signatures, but he's big time.
The guy who whomever Buzz was just talking to, his girlfriend, she's about to find a new man today on Valentine's Day because you chose to be a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Poor guy.
And go to work. When you get home... Don't be surprised if your stuff is on the front lawn, bro, or her, where she probably going to leave because she going to find her boyfriend today. That's an Eagles fan.
Yeah, I mean, there's 1.5 million people here.
It's 1.5.
She could certainly find somebody.
It won't be hard. She's going to find an Eagles boyfriend.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know where Buzz was going with that. So he asked her to start the interview, do you want to tell everyone what you're wearing today? And I was like, Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz, what are we doing?
Buzz is getting risque.
I know.
Yep. Edgy Buzz.
Edgy Buzz. That twist was inevitable, and it is here now. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We are live today for the parade, broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan, Philadelphia's hotel. Our parade coverage on WIP brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealer. The parade has begun. The players are making their way down. Sometime early this afternoon, they'll be here, Art Museum. The speeches will happen. We can't wait. All your coverage happening all day on WIP. On the other side, your phone calls here. Who are you most happy for on this special day for the Eagles? Who do you want to hear the most from today? Who's going to give that best parade speech? 215-592-9494. Your calls, and we'll check down at the parade with Buzz and Devin and Elliot and all the fans right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hey, Philly, a great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. True Green is the local expert in Philly and the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They know a lot about keeping grass looking like a fairway, and it's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.